Damn, not again. I stare at the stew. The bubbling broth is thick with ever-available flour, but I've forgotten to add rice.
Oh, ruined soup and the cursed stew, sister.
I swat my oldest brother Tom as he walks by, surveying the scene and shaking his head. Don't torment. I'll have it fixed in a moment, just to see if I don't. Father comes around the corner of our wagon, carrying a small bag.
Trading 18 bucks for some onions.
His Polish accent heavy and thick on hard won and imperfect English. Nodding toward the stew, he says,
You do that deftly as your mother did.
And the compliment makes my fire-ripened cheeks flush further.
What did you pay for the onions?
Al's like question makes Tom frown and breaks up the conversation.
I trading them.
Sometimes, when my father admits guilt, his accent is also very much pronounced.
How? I just decided to trade a box.
Tom glowers from his corner next to the wagon.
It is being fine.
Father shrugs and his tone brokers no further debate. Without pausing, Father bends down and opens the burlap. Round globular onions cascade out of the sack, breaking their translucent skins as they tumble onto the packed dirt of the prairie. I catch one up and inhale the pungent flesh. I'll add one to the stew, I announce, and am rewarded with Father's brilliant grin. Turning back to the blackened pot, I make quick work of the biggest onion on a nearby rock and add the savory spongy bits to the stew. Father watches me the entire time, and when I finish, he smiles again. It has been long since Father has smiled so much.
The saving of a soup. Your mother could always save a soup.
The memories choke him, and he falls silent. After a moment, he walks away toward the deepening shadows of the wagon circle. I press my lips together and turn toward the onions. At least the cutting of them will give my misty eyes their own excuse.